Welcome to Hermaphobia number 6. I'm Alan.
And I'm Mark.
And we're here to talk a little bit today about some tech and entertainment news. How's your week going there, Mark?
It is fantastic. As you know, I've been on vacation. I am currently talking to you from outside a Shell gas station in Massey, Ontario. I found an open wireless connection here. Hopefully somebody doesn't come out with me or come out to me with a shotgun try to get me off their land.
It's Canada. There's no shotguns in Canada, Mark.
Well, okay, he'll come out to me with like a really good fishing rod and try to whip me with it or something. That should be good. And how's your week been going?
Oh, it's been hell. Oh, dude, there's levels of hell that I'll talk to you about after, because you would not believe my week. It has been so bad. But it's the weekend, and, you know, all of that is absolved now, so.
Alrighty then.
Yes. So, have you been keeping up with any of the tech news, the entertainment news, or anything, or are you just stuck way the hell out? And
well, yeah, considering that I'm actually at my cottage, which is like 7 miles back in the bush, there's no electricity, there's no phone, there's no running water, there's no indoor toilet even. No. The only entertainment news that I've got is that I was able to play poker yesterday and today. My mom had some friends up, and we played poker. I won two of the four games that we played.
Are you in Ontario? Or?
Well, okay. Like not all cottage country is completely wired for electricity, you know?
That's why I don't go camping.
Hmm?
That's why I don't go camping.
Well, yeah, it's been interesting. Mom and I put... fixed up our outhouse a little bit, so it's
outhouse
fancier.
Okay. I've got the picture. It ain't pretty. Let's carry on. So then you haven't heard about Christopher Nolan, the rumor that's been going on about Christopher Nolan's casting for Catwoman?
No, I have not.
There's been some rumors around the internet that Christopher Nolan is considering. Now, you are seated, right?
Oh, wait a second. I think I read this.
Yeah, he's thinking
about
Cher playing Catwoman.
Yeah. I understand that he wanted he wanted Catwoman to be this like aging temptress kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can't see Cher being able to do that.
But it's that's because you hate Cher.
Well, that's because I'm straight.
Oh, dude, no, don't even. No, Cher rocks. Cher's cool. I know
she's a really good actress. I know
she is. You know, I don't know. I think because I mean, Cher's like what in her 60s, maybe early 70s now.
No, I don't think she's that old.
Whatever.
I think she's in her 60s. So.
You know, but why not maybe go for somebody like, you know, Annette Bening, who, you know, is in her. Annette Bening's got to be in her 50s, right?
And, yeah, that would totally work.
And I mean, and she's got that kind of, you know, kind of feline look about her as well. And I could really see her playing the role, personally. Not, and it's not that I have anything against Cher. I loves me some Cher, but
yeah,
it seems odd casting, and it is just a rumor. You know, there's absolutely no certainty even that Christopher Nolan's going to do the next Batman film. You know. I'm sure Brett Ratner's waiting in the wings, but
I could see an older version of Catwoman right now, but I thought that like originally they were supposed to be like a love interest in the comic books.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, I don't really understand. Like, you know, isn't I don't know, because we haven't seen The Dark Knight yet. I don't know what exact themes are being explored there, but. I mean, in Batman Returns, the parallels between Batman and Catwoman were really cool. You know, that you could understand the attraction that they had for one another because they were, you know, in a lot of ways.
Well, similar.
On similar paths, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Interesting.
Yeah, let's have to wait and see on that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my friend has a little bit of a crush on you.
Which friend?
The guy in the red.
Really?
Yeah,
so
it's really
weird.
Do you think so?
I do.
I'm gonna bring him over here, and maybe you guys can talk
to him. Do it, yeah. Tell him, definitely.
Oh, I totally forgot to tell you, he's so funny.
Is he? I love funny guys.
He's so nice and funny. Today, that's too well.
No, tell me.
Today, we were looking at your Facebook profile on his computer, and he was humping the monitor and high-fiving people and crying
Really? That sounds so funny.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, let me think of other jokes he did. He printed out your face super big, and he cut a hole over the mouth, and he started humping you.
She actually thinks I'm cute. She likes it.
Dude, going around the office like a cowboy, huh? Still high-fiving people. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Can you see, by the way?
Yeah, watch.
He said he'd fuck you blind. It's so weird that you can still see. We should really get talked to him.
Yeah, we should.
This week's featured podcast really isn't a podcast. It's more of a video cast. It stars and was created by Jake Hurwitz and Amir Blumenfeld. It's sort of an ongoing series of comedy sketches that I just discovered. I'm probably way behind the curve on this, but it's some funny stuff. It's almost like a live-action comic strip. Give it a shot. You'll definitely get some laughs out of it. Jake pretty much plays the straight guy to Amir's buffoon. This guy is hilarious. He's hopped up on junk food and chicken McNuggets. He has absolutely no social skills whatsoever and is imposing himself and is the source of constant embarrassment to Jake. Give it a try at jakeandamir.com. So I came across a few products this week that I found to be quite interesting. There's so much confusion about, you know, the high def transition and everything that's going on right now. And, you know, a lot of consumers seem pretty confused. And when you look at what's being offered in the marketplace, you can really understand why that confusion is there.
My mom was talking to me this week about it, and yeah, she didn't realize that she didn't have to get herself a new TV or anything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, there is some good stuff happening. This week, Toshiba announced their new ZF LCDs, which include a cell-based resolution upscaling. Basically, what this does is any standard def signal that the TV's receiving, it's up converting it to 180p resolution, which is amazing. I mean, that basically means that you do not need an upscaling DVD player. You know, you can have regular cable and it's going to upscale that. You know, any signal that
it'd be perfect to have, because then you can use your regular DVD player with your regular DVDs, and they're going to look like a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Or significantly better.
Well, and standard cable.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fantastic.
It is, you know, and I think it's a product that, you know, is really quite timely. I think it's something that would transition a lot of people into the high-def market with relatively little pain. Except for the price, probably.
Price to be announced.
Yeah. And also Philips.
It's going to be expensive.
Oh yeah. Also, Philips introduced the Cinema One iPod DVD soundbar, which I thought was really a sweet looking little piece of equipment here. It looks like a futuristic appliance of some kind.
Yeah, I saw the picture for it online. Yeah, and it looks
kind of
neat.
It is. It's an iPod dock DVD player, upscaling DVD player, and a sound bar that is also DivX compatible. So a lot of the video that you may be downloading online is going to play in this as well.
How crazy is that you got like all that stuff in just one little thing?
I know, and it's the size of a football. Like, it's very, very cool, and it's just really nicely designed. And lastly, there's from Device, I saw that Panasonic has announced it's their DMR BR630V, and a name that clunky deserves a piece of machinery that clunky. This is a combination Blu-ray, VHS, DVR.
Yeah.
Now,
who uses VHS anymore?
Well, this is just it. Why did they not include 8-track and holograph? You know, let's go a little further into the future and the past.
And a multi-card reader with a USB port.
Yeah, you know, like, it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, that again, prices aren't being displayed here, but you know that this is going to cost an arm and a leg. And what message does this send out to, you know, novice consumers that aren't following the whole, you know, high def revolution that's happening? Well, you got a DivX player and a VCR in one, like, or I'm sorry, not DivX, but Blu-ray and VCR in one. Like, are we moving forward or are we moving backward?
Yeah, and I can see a lot of people out there grabbing this, though, because it's like, oh, yeah, that's perfect. I'll be able to play all my old episodes of whatever I've got on tape.
Cop
Rock. And my new DVD. Oh, wait a second, I can't play my DVDs on this? Of course, they won't find that out until after they get it home.
It's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's, you know, I have a bit of an issue with, you know, just regular DVD VCR combos. You know, if you've got a kid and a big stack of old Disney tapes, then okay, I get it. But otherwise,
because what would you be using the VCR for? CHS part of it, because it wouldn't be to record TV. Because you'd be using the DVR for that.
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant idea. Thank you, Panasonic.
It's so ridiculous. And where do you even buy a blank videotape anymore?
I don't know. And they're really expensive when you do find them now.
Are they?
Because they're so rare. Like, that's CDs now, like blank CDs.
Yeah.
Are more expensive than blank DVDs.
Yeah.
Because nobody uses CDs anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just some crazy tech, and it kind of cracked me up a little bit, so.
And try to find a floppy disk, like those little 3.5-inch floppies.
Yeah.
Wow. Those have shot up in price, too.
I'm trying to think if I even have a reader for those anymore.
Well, you can make art out of them. Remember that little pencil holder thing you showed me?
Oh yeah, on Lifehacker they come up with all kinds of little things that you can do for it. I think they made a record crate out of them at one point. Like, yeah.
All right, and we should tell our listeners too. Like right now, if you hear the sound quality is a little bit different than the beginning of the show, that's because now I'm on my cell phone because I lost that wireless signal. But hey, that's what happens.
Yeah, so it goes.
It's happening again. Everything we fought to stop.
I'm not who they think I am. I can't lead an army.
Nothing matters anymore. The future's ours.
Come with me if you want to live.
Here we are at the DVD picks. What's your DVD pick this weekend, Alan?
I am going for the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which just came out this week on DVD. It's season one, the complete season. It's got some pretty slick special features, including commentaries on 3 episodes, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, some cast audition tapes, unaired moments, gag reel, some really cool stuff, really nice packaging. DVDs themselves are so vivid. Oh my God, they're pretty. They're so pretty.
When this show first came out last season, I was a bit leery about it, and I ended up waiting like months before I actually watched the first episode.
Yeah.
And after watching the first episode, I was hooked.
Yeah.
Because it's got the young chick from Firefly in there, and I kind of liked her.
Yeah, it's got the chick from 300. That's kind of what worked for me. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, but, yeah, I mean, it was a really promising beginning to a new chapter in the whole Terminator mythos. you know, disregard the rise of the machines and follow up Terminator 2 with the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Followed up with the Sarah Connor. It's too many C's for me, man. It's a good show. So, what's your pick this week, Mark?
My pick this week is Hard Candy from
Oh.
2005.
You just don't really look like the kind of guy who has to meet girls over the internet.
Well, I think it's better to meet people online first. Get to know what they're like inside. You work as a photographer, you find out real quick. People's faces lie.
Does my face lie? That is so good. Do you want some?
Sure. You look older than you are. You certainly act older than you are.
Really?
Starring Ellen Page.
Yes.
You might remember her from Juno.
Yep.
I believe you were the one who put me onto this movie
yeah.
a couple years ago.
It's a cool
and,
movie.
You didn't tell me anything about it, and I went into it blind. You just said it was a good movie to watch, and I watched it, and holy fuck, was it ever good!
Yeah.
It went in places that I did not know. I don't want to give anything away to it so people can actually watch it, but it totally blew me away. But Ellen Page again gives a fantastic performance.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not really again, like because she gave it again in Juno. Mm. But and the lead actor in that, I can't remember his name right now.
I believe it's Patrick Wilson.
Yeah. He is going to be in the upcoming Watchmen
yep.
in 2009 as Night Owl.
He was also in Little Children, which is an amazing movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's a very, very small cast in Hard Candy, but everybody just nailed the role. It was fantastic from start to finish.
Yeah, Sandra Oh has a little part in it. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an uncompromising movie. Like, it really kind of dares to go places where I think a lot of films just wouldn't even touch, and it goes there full on. Like it doesn't dance around its subject matter. It doesn't. It's a very, very, very brave film. It's done by a guy called David Slade, and I really haven't seen anything else that he's done. Yes, I have. He did 30 Days of Night.
Oh well, there you go.
Yeah, which
another really, really stylistic kind of movie that was really good.
Yeah, but it bears no comparison to Hard Candy.
Oh, no. Like a different filming style. But again, very, very stylized in its approach.
Yeah.
Kudos to that man.
I honestly, as far as any kind of visual style in Hard Candy, I can't think of any. You know what I mean? Like, compared to 30 Days of Night, I mean, which is very, very stylish. I guess because the subject matter of Hard Candy is really what you walk away from, like the performances and the subject matter.
Yeah.
Solid choice,
Alrighty.
Man. Good one. So, and that ends the program. It's a short one this week. We were really not prepared, and we were expecting maybe not to be doing this at all, so better than nothing or not. you be the judge.
And next week, look forward to hopefully a much smoother sounding episode.
Yes, we've did. I'm breaking the rules here because I'm very adamant about, you know, don't look at the man behind the curtain kind of thing, but we're getting some new equipment in next week and we should be sounding a little less inconsistent.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, on that note, I hope you can continue to have a very good holiday there, sir, And
thank you, and people do not forget to comment.
Yeah.
And I will try to have a picture or so to put in the blog next week.
None of you like naked dancing around a fire or anything, right?
Damn, well, there goes half my pictures.
Well, yeah, huh. Keep those to yourself. I was really concerned that I wasn't going to get a call this week because I heard that they, you know, like, found a dead Sasquatch, and I was like, oh, geez, Mark's been out in the woods, you know? It's...
I'm not that hairy, man.
Well, yeah, but, you know, from a distance, I could see where there'd be confusion.
Alrighty.
All right, well, we'll see you next week, and to the listeners, we will be talking to you again next week. I like Mark said, keep the comments coming. Hermaphobia.blogspot.com and emails at
hermaphobia@gmail.com.
Great.
And please send us in an MP3 of you commenting on the show or any requests you might have, and we'll play them on the air.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
okay.
you. And see you next week.
Bye bye.
Bye.
You know, is in her... Annette Bening's got to be in her 50s, right? Hello? Hello?